School subject divisions. If you ask someone about math or physics, how is it that they have learned, but they don't quite really know it, certainly don't use it all the time? They will not be able to give you a very clear answer. That is exactly what you would expect from being fooled.
I took physics, but I don't know physics. It must be my fault.
Of course, it is not their fault. It is just that whatever teachers were doing, or whatever they themselves were tricked into doing, was not teaching, but forcing people to perform as if it was a theater or a circus. Most often by means of temporary memorization.
If teachers question this method of education, students will then fail the state tests and school will be shut down. All the students will be bused to a school that does not question the way things are. So you have two things. One, from now on, question everything.
Become a scientist by day and a news reporter by night.
Start by questioning everything I said in here and move on to schools and parents and friends, everything.
Which brings us to the second thing. You are easily manipulated because you are letting everyone define what a school is in a way that serves them best. But the closest you can get to it with your own eyes is watching the school hackers learn. They have it pretty much figured out, though they are hyper-mastering a single branch of the tree. Honestly, so as long as they have dignity and manners, then they are the definition of real education. You may be interested in a broader picture, and I owe you an explanation that fits a single paragraph. Therefore, my somewhat gloomy definition is as follows. A real school, and by extension teachers and education, enables students to flourish when they have to build or rebuild their community from ground up. Hackers are such a good example because they could rebuild communication and write whatever software is needed, even though programming is extremely abstract. As abstract as screensavers, hackers know it from the very beginning to the very end. They have no issue with practical applications. Though many daydream that there should be one, there actually is no class called hacking. They have to take to networking, programming, soldering, and very often art. But there should be a class, though we should probably call it creative engineering. A real school would have all other subjects clustered and mutually reinforced the same way that creative engineering has it. Teaching disconnected fragments that can't help you build or create, that do not enable you with practical applications, is how schools get away with fraud. Afterword. Here I would like to underline that once, poor children were thought of as unteachable. Back then, they would often be employed in mines because they can fit small passageways. Today, rather than employing children in a mine, we are mining students as a resource. They are a source of cheap labor, minimum wage, and a tool that, despite ineffective education, powers unforgivable college loans.
rather than letting the businessman learn a lesson from handing out high-risk loans. We instead forcibly extract the payments from student paychecks later in their life, often when they needed the most. Loans unforgivable by bankruptcy are a disgrace. They are handed out to trusting and unsuspecting young people that we should treat with dignity and respect that they truly deserve, and not as a resource to be mined.